married and those she wants to set me up with. He works with Adam. He thought Colin would be perfect for you. So you haven't actually met him. All you have to go on is your husband's word. The same husband who set me up with already engaged Kevin. To be fair, no one knew he was engaged. Well, I'm guessing his fiancée did. I walked past the church as they were having their wedding photographs taken. He told me he was in Chester looking after his sick mother. Yes, that was shameless. His mother died years ago. Anyway, we're no longer friends with him, but Colin is definitely single. I look at the clock behind the bar again, shaking my head. Why did I listen to her? Take a chance, she'd said. You deserve some fun. And now here I am, drinking alone, with a terrifying red wine smile and 3% battery life. Fuck it. I drain the rest of my drink, pull my coat on and throw my phone in my bag. I have better things to do than wait around for a man who...
Katrina?
I turn around and I'm suddenly chest to face with a short, rain-soaked, gold cravat-wearing stranger. The sinking feeling in my stomach that follows makes it clear to me that this bizarre man is Colin.
Sorry I'm late, milady, he apologises. Work ran over and then I couldn't get a taxi from the West End. Can I get you a drink?
Milady, I hate you, Helen. Sure, I reply, staring at the tiny drop of rain hanging from